am back. My name is Brian. How are you doing? Christmas is going to be here next week, and I've got Jennifer and I've got Ashley.
Hi.
Welcome to Clear Your Radio.
Thank you.
And today is December the 17th, year 2021. Wow. So it's been a long year, hasn't it?
Yes.
And New Year's is coming very, very soon.
Right around the corner.
And folks, if you have not purchased your BioClear enzymes, particularly for that hangover, right, guys?
Yeah, definitely.
I know I have mine.
You guys better get it because you're going to be sorry the next day. It gets rid of the hangover within 30 minutes. You take 4 capsules and it's done. Right, guys?
Yep.
Okay, you guys know.
It works. I know a little too well.
You're university students. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so here, I want to tell you something that has happened. We're trying to understand when to do Jennifer's healing for your eyes, right?
Yes.
And we're trying to understand when to do Ashley's healing for...
the cancer.
Yeah, which is not cancer, but you got the energy. There's an energy. And so we have to remove both energies from both of you, okay? And I was trying to figure out when is the best time to do the actual healing, only to find out that the last 1,000 years, you guys have suffered with this from one life to the next. You know, Ashley cancer and Jennifer going blind. And so I wanted to really understand what was going on, plus the fact I've worked extremely, extremely hard to make certain changes in the matrix working with the spiritual council. And so we've been able to do it. We've been able to stop the dark side from transferring their karma to the light all the time.
Wow.
This
That's
is
amazing.
Huge.
That's, yeah.
No, this is huge because the last 1,000 years, they've gotten away with transferring their bad karma to the light. Okay. So now the transition has taken place for the most part. And so the light's in charge. I'm saying the light's in charge. But on December 25th, the light's really going to be in charge. And so that means that you guys and half the population on this planet doesn't have to worry about taking on someone else's bad karma.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's huge. And what's really sad, I just sit and I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I ask questions. And so for me, the obvious question was, okay, all these people who, for example, died of COVID, was it their spiritual debt? And the answer came back, no. Did they die for someone else, the dark side? Yes.
Wow.
So everyone who died of COVID died for the dark side.
That's so messed up.
That's very sad.
Yeah. Okay. And meanwhile,
they're off the hook, basically.
Yeah. The dark's off the hook in this lifetime. But when they come back, they're not going to be off the hook. They're now going to have to go through 1,000 years of going through their own dark karma.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Because they did that to the light.
Right.
Even you take a look at all these car accidents. A lot of my clients are at risk of car accidents.
Yeah.
And I made a statement. I don't understand why this is the case. Why so many of my clients has had car accidents or has a script to have a car accident. And everyone who died in a car crash took on someone else's dark side spiritual contract. Everybody.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean, it sucks. And I'm just sitting back.
Wait, you mean like now,
yeah.
Every single person who ever got into a car accident ever?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we just take the last 100 years on this planet. Everyone who died in the car crash died for the dark side.
That's so messed up.
Really messed up.
Yeah.
On top of that, everyone who committed suicide for the dark side.
Oh my God.
And so people are going to be asking, how is this possible? Remember, this is the matrix. This is where karma is paid.
Yeah.
You're set. No, it sucks. If I didn't work so hard, you guys would have been going through
the same
car accidents.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what I'm saying. It's such a gift around Christmas. The light side is receiving the gift. And when you take a look at the unvaccinated, because we're all vaccinated here.
Yeah.
Right? But yet, you guys got the healing right after you took the vaccine because we had to lift that dark side energy that was on you that would have caused some sort of problem with you, with your health down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you guys were fortunate, okay?
Yeah, very.
And plus, I did the same thing on myself. You know, I was able to get the energy off me and the vaccine was not a risk. Maybe 5% of the people who do take the vaccine are at extreme risk, okay? 5%. Still, 5% is 5%.
Yeah. Okay?
It's still a lot of people.
Still a lot.
Yeah.
Okay? And so when you take a look at the unvaccinated, they're protesting. And they don't know why they're really protesting other than they don't want to take the vaccine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they don't really understand the core reason why they're fighting so hard. And the reason why they're fighting so hard, mostly they're from the light side. The people who are unvaccinated, they're not from the dark side.
Yeah.
They're from the light. And what are they afraid of?
They don't want the dark side's karma.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what the deal is. So the government is looking at the unvaccinated and getting upset with them. And the vaccinated, a lot of them are getting upset with the unvaccinated. But much of the vaccinated, I mean, they're from the dark side and they had no bad reaction.
Yeah.
And so what they're actually doing is they're saying to the unvaccinated, you got to get vaccinated so they can have their friend's karma passed to the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really amazing. But the good news is on the 25th of December, it should be safe for most of the unvaccinated to take the vaccine.
Wow.
Because of the shift.
Right.
On that date, dark will not be able to transfer their bad karma, their bad vaccine karma, over to the unvaccinated. And so for the first time, I understood why the unvaccinated was getting so upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I get it. Like, I mean, I get it. And there's certain people that come up to me, they're unvaccinated, and they're mad. They're mad.
Yeah.
But I can discern that if they did take the vaccine, that they would be taken on the dark side karma and something would be triggered.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to let you know that, I mean, this is really incredible news. So we're going to take a nice long break. January 14th, that's when we're going to come back for our next broadcast. And believe you me, we deserve
we
it.
Yeah,
well deserved.
I mean, just watching you guys cry. I mean, that's been very stressful for me. I'm just having fun again. But this is why I'm excited, even with my personal health. I was in the same situation. I was taking on the dark side karma. Mm-hmm. And the father, by the 14th come around, I'm going to be nicely suffering. And
that's
I'm not going to have any big issues because I had 5 different diseases that was going on in my body. And I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good. You guys are going to be good. And next year, we plan to have a very, very good year, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Next year.
Yeah.
Now, Ashley, something happened to you in chemistry. What happened?
Yes, I received an award for excellence in chemistry.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Doing a outstanding job.
Yeah.
In the field of?
Across all streams of chemistry, I received this award.
Oh, great. Hey, you know what? We did a latch pin healing, right?
Yeah.
And what do you think? Do you think the latch pin helped you?
I think I wouldn't have gotten the award if I still had that latch pin.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And you're able to concentrate better at school?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So we're going to go and take a break right now. And at the end of the day, what are we looking for? Respect. We just want respect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we want respect from everybody. So let's just ask for it. We're going to break. My name's Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you.
No reason why you make me work so hard that you
Okay, we're back, and we've just been talking to Jennifer and Ashley. The song's been playing, and this planet, this matrix, is a dog's breakfast.
Yeah.
And it's cruel. When the dark does this, and there are individuals that could actually do this, but they can't do this anymore, but they could manipulate the software and allow that energy to come through us and control our minds. And a lot of people walk around and saying I'm crazy. But once they spend a half hour with me, what they find out is that I know them better than they know themselves.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
For sure. They know that you're the real deal.
Then a lot of people will walk away from me that are skeptics. They're angry because I was able to reveal something to them. Only they and God knows.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But no one else knows.
Yeah.
But I could reveal it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know, they get upset with me. But that's not the point. The point is I'm trying to reveal to them that I'm gifted, and they don't want to accept it. And so I sat back and I said, okay, how do you know that someone's from the dark side? You know,
That's a fair question. That's a really good question.
Yeah, exactly. And I sat down thinking about the thinkabouts and in between thinking about food. And I'm thinking about how do you know that someone is dark? 90%, there's three characteristics, three of them. And one is they're very selfish. Number one, 90%, they're extremely, severely selfish. Okay. Then the next one is, I've mentioned this many times, they can't hug.
Mm-hmm.
Like they really, really, really have a tough time hugging. And the third one is, these are people when you talk to them, they want to know everything about you. But at the end of the conversation, you know nothing about them. And that's a continual thing. You sit down with them 10 times. You don't learn anything about them. They don't reveal anything about themselves. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. I mean, selfish. They can't hug, really. And they don't reveal themselves.
Okay. Between the first thing and the last thing, if you sat down with a person and they only talked about themselves, is that selfish?
No. To some degree, it could be. But most cases, no. In a lot of cases, what people don't realize is that when they reveal so much about themselves, they're controlled by the other person. And there's an entity on the person that says, I want to know everything about you.
Mm.
And people don't know this. They don't realize that. Because in a lot of cases, the person does not have good intent. And that's why I've been saying for years, don't go on Facebook. Don't reveal information about you to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the dark is out there.
Yeah, they're looking, they're watching.
And some people have the ability to basically curse you. I mean, really curse you.
Yeah.
And then you're messed up and you don't know why you're all messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why with everyone, I say shut down Facebook. If you've got Facebook, shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that creates a lot of problems for people. You want to tell somebody you're going on vacation, do you?
Me?
No, not really.
Not really.
Why would you
not
tell
until it's done.
Yeah.
Why would you tell someone you're leaving for 2 weeks for a vacation?
Yeah.
Why would you tell somebody before you go for the job interview, you're going for a job interview on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Unless there's a part of you, you don't love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is about if you truly love yourself, you'll shut down Facebook.
Yeah.
Because 80% of the people who have Facebook, 80% have had some problem with somebody as a result of having Facebook. That's why I say shut it down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Agree?
Yeah.
Okay, you really do agree, right?
Yeah, I totally get it. I like to have my privacy. I don't really want however many people I have who I met maybe a couple times know all my business. Like, I don't like that. I just want to get back to somebody talking about themselves all the time, though. I understand what you're saying because I feel like I've been in a situation where there's multiple of us and then one person just doesn't stop talking about themselves. And
or, dominates the conversation.
Or dominates the conversation or something. Now I'm like, oh, okay, so that's just probably somebody throwing something on them to talk and talk and talk. But I've also had it when it's one-on-one, and I'm like, I don't know why you're telling me so much personal information. Like, I don't know how to react
like
to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, let's find out. Hang on. Well, okay. So we're talking about the dark transferring karma to the light, right?
Mm-hmm.
The person who's talking about themselves all the time, revealing all this information, they actually want to transfer their karma to you.
Oh.
That's what they want to do.
Like they want you to feel bad and take it on, basically.
Yeah, but let's not just say yes so quickly.
Right.
Let me discern what the truth is. Hang on. Okay, wow. So some people will do this, give you all their information. And there's a software program between you and the other person.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
And the software program says, after you have listened to all their problems, in a lot of cases it's
problems, a lengthy list. Okay? Yep.
Health issues, relationship issues,
whatever,
school issues,
yeah,
parent issues, whatever it is. Then the software program says, if you give them advice, you take on their karma.
Wow.
Wow.
What the heck?
That's it. Okay.
Why?
You're trying to help them.
Yeah.
No, but it's a software program. It's a software program. So the dark, here we go. Someone had the ability. They no longer have this ability.
Okay, that's good.
That's good. Okay.
But they programmed it. If you give advice to the dark, you take on their karma.
Wow.
Like, it's moments like this where I'm just like, what is the point? Because it's like, you open your mouth and you're going to get in trouble. So then it's like, you don't talk to anybody. But then it's like, you can't even have a human experience if you just completely isolate yourself and don't interact with anyone. Do you know what I mean? Maybe that's a little bit too much.
No,
but
like I said, it's a dog's breakfast.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, you're right.
No, it's a dog's breakfast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you want to help. And particularly, they will target people that really love to help people. And these are people of the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? So they will target these people. Okay. So what you got to do is just simply become a listener.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can just say, I just don't know what to say. I don't know how to help you.
Yeah.
That's your answer.
Yeah.
And just listen, but don't give them any advice.
Right.
You know, particularly people who complain a lot about their health. Okay. Don't give them advice. Then they will transfer that energy.
But they don't have this ability anymore.
Well, some of them do. Okay. But we're still cleaning up the matrix. But the 25th, they won't have that ability.
Right.
Okay? And so this is a good thing because these people hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? And not only a lot of people, they hurt good people.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to do. You got to basically say to yourself, uh-oh, it's what's in front of me. Someone's talking about all the problems. I'm not going to give them advice because I'm not going to take on their karma. And that's how you got to be with everybody. Unless you know they're of the light, but the light, in most cases, they're not going to sit down and just
and do
all this stuff. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to go to segment number 2. And we're going to come right back with Jennifer and Ashley. And you're listening to Clarity Radio. We'll be right back. Thank you.